Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I got down from the tree stand,
come on,
for the truck, and that's when I seen it there. The 30 point buck.
This is most of what I know about hunting is from this song.
It's like the only deer hunting song out there. Let's hear the little of this.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking of the ground.
Yeah, it's that time again. Making fun of us simple-minded deer hunters. Deer hunting opener, the firearms deer hunting opener tomorrow. I'm pumped. I'm heading up right after the show. And I've said this many, many times, that getting a deer is a bonus. I've been hunting now for, I think this will be my 26th year. I don't even think I've gotten a deer half the time. In fact, I know that. Maybe a third of those years I've gotten a deer. And I'd still, if you told me today, you will never bag a deer for the rest of your life, I still would go deer hunting every single year. Now, I might not spend as much time in the tree stand as usual, but I still would. Because there's something about being in the woods and just being one with nature. And I say this before, you kind of walk to your stand and you get up in your stand, you kind of settle down and you might be huffing and puffing a little bit from walking in. And it takes a good, I say, half hour to 40 minutes for your body to just kind of calm down a little bit and the woods to calm down and the woods to, and for life to kind of continue on. The creatures that have kind of scattered as you've walked in now return to the area because they think you're no longer there. And it's magical. And I say that knowing there's plenty of people who have no idea or just can't comprehend somebody doing that, especially on a very cold morning sitting in a tree. And I get it. It's not for everybody. And I'm sure plenty of people have tried and said, nah, I'm not doing this anymore. I get it. But for me, I love it. And I love the group of guys that I go with. I'm very fortunate to have been welcomed into a community of deer hunters. My best friend in the world, who I've known since we were, you know, in kindergarten. He grew up in a deer hunting family. I did not. And when I was in college, he said, hey, Adam, you know, you want to come up a third weekend? It's three. They get to hunt for 3 weekends where we hunt. Said, just check it out. So I did. And I got bit by the bug. And they welcomed me into their deer camp. And I've been there ever since. His dad is like a second father to me. His Uncle George is up there, Schmidt, George Schmidt. The Terinskas crew, they've welcomed me. And it is so much fun to head up there. Usually about six to eight of us on a given year. And we split it up for three weekends, and each two guys are responsible for the meals on each weekend. And these are great meals, which are crafted and are influenced by kind of what we like to bring to the experience. We've got a guy now who's in camp who's friend of my buddy's younger brother who is Swedish. He's introduced us to Swedish pea soup. He brings that up every year. Yellow peas. And then he's got like crepes with lingonberries for breakfast. And so he brings his culture into deer camp. It's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I love it. And I know deer hunting is controversial in some circles who think that that's a good thing to do. But it's not about killing an animal. It's about camaraderie. It's about enjoying the natural resources of this beautiful state and getting out. What's it for you? 651-461-9226. What's your traditions? What's something you're looking forward to? Maybe you're somebody who stays at home while everybody else in your family goes hunting. What's your tradition? Because you know what? That's probably pretty enjoyable for you too. 651-461-9226. Stu?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Stu.
So we have a tradition. I've been hunting with my dad. I hunted with my grandparents up in northern Minnesota, not far from where you hunt, actually.
Okay.
And I've introduced it to my sons. We have created a tradition starting in 2003, the night of deer camp. We have watched this movie. It's a great deer hunting movie.
Okay.
Called Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Ooh.
And
you're not tricking me, right? I'm not going to put on this movie and it's going to be a little weird foreign film, is it?
No. Jeff Daniels is the star of this movie.
Oh, nice.
He's a buckless youper. It comes from the youper part of Michigan.
Yes.
And it goes on the tale of how Jeff Daniels' character wants to get his first buck. And probably the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life, but my boys absolutely love it. It's been a tradition since 2002.
Nice.
And it is great fodder. Yeah.
Are you heading up today, Stu?
I'm heading up tonight.
Tonight?
We'll be up there and have the big chili feed out in the middle of the woods tomorrow afternoon.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Good stuff.
Stu, good luck to you, man. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Take it easy.
See ya.
Keep the deer in the woods when you drive up.
There you go. Right. Better to take him out in the woods than hit him on the road. Adam, my favorite part of deer hunting is getting to my spot early in the darkness and watch the sunrise come up. Absolutely. Also hearing the farm around me coming to life. Cows mooing, dogs barking, and hanging out with the boys during our lunch break. Got it. Every time you go out and sit for a hunt, you come back with a story. It's so true. Something always happens, whether like, hey, I saw a bobcat, man, or I saw something. I didn't know what it was. My buddy Pete is convinced he saw a wolverine. He is convinced, and he swears by it. And we're all like, come on, wolverine over here? And he will not accept that he did not see it. If he saw it, he saw it. My husband loves the magic. He's been deer hunting for 50 years. Could not care less about shooting a deer. Just loves the peace. Absolutely. Nothing like hot coffee and a thermos in a deer stand. Yes, indeed. And here's a little advice. Like, I always had the Stanley thermos, the green Stanley thermos with the cup. I've advanced now to I still bring the thermos, but I now have a Yeti cup because it keeps it hot. Otherwise, if you just have the cup from your thermos, gets cold pretty quick. So you get the Yeti, keeps it nice and hot. Adam, tomorrow's the hubby's birthday, and since he's not a hunter, we always head to the casino for the weekend, hit the spa and the steakhouse. See you at Grand Casino Hinkley this weekend after you get a big buck, maybe? Some people in our party might be going to Grand Casino Hinkley. But that's a tradition, too. By the way, the casinos, they used to market. I don't know if they still do. They market for quote-unquote deer-hunting widows, the women who are left behind, and they try to draw in those women to the casinos usually they used to like book, you know, like the Chippendales or the Thunder from Down Under to try to get people to go to the casino. Is that still a thing? Maybe that's your tradition. 651-461-9226. Give me your deer hunting traditions, even some funny ones. We've got a couple funny texts that I'll get to after the break as well. Nobody on the road yet? Stu called in. He's not leaving until tonight. You're not listening right now on 35 heading up north? Call in. You and your buddies call in and just ridicule me. Heading out in the woods, Blaze Orange. It's deer hunting opening weekend. And by the way, DNR, let's go. Come on. Our friend Tori Van Oot in Axios, her piece today is about how they still haven't got the license app yet. We should have digital licenses for fishing and hunting. That should be on your phone. You shouldn't need to have paper copy of your fishing license or your deer hunting license anymore. Come on, DNR, get with it. Got a lot of texts coming in. What are your deer hunting traditions? True, funny, fake, or otherwise? We'll take them all to 651-461-9226. Lots of them coming in on the text line here. And pulling this up here, yeah. Ken and Austin, we tag out or not, but we always leave the place cleaner than we found it. Amen. Yeah. You know, watching the thing last night on the Edmund Fitzgerald, it had a guy who's like a Gordon Lightfoot. He's a singer-songwriter, but he has a Gordon Lightfoot tribute act. And he became friends with Gordon Lightfoot. And he was telling a story about one of the last times he talked to Gordon before he passed, and he said, I took a moment saying, Gordon, my whole life is based on your career, and I just wanted to thank you for all that, and just thank you so much for what you've done. And he said, Gord told him, I just want to leave a clean campsite. What a great line. At the end of the day, what do you want to do with your life? Just leave a clean campsite. I knit blaze orange scarves for the nieces and nephews. They hunt. I stay warm by the wood stove. That's from Marla in Two Harbors. Cabin breakfast is sacred. Eggs, hash browns, toast, and exactly one ridiculous hunting story. That is from Gus in New Hope. Yeah, we don't do the big, huge breakfast. We kind of get up early, just have the bowl of cereal, maybe a piece of toast. Jim always buys, he knows I like the peanut butter. I'm the only one who likes a piece of peanut butter toast. So he always gets the Skippy for me, and I have my piece of peanut butter toast, and that's pretty much it. No talking on the walk-in, but after 10 a.m., it's all jokes and photos of empty fields. That's from Trey in Prior Lake. Opener Eve is venison jerky assembly line with polka music and pull tabs at the VFW. All right, that's from Darla in Cloquet. I carry my dad's old compass. GPS is great, but that needle keeps me honest. That's from Steve in Ely. We pause at the buck pole, tell a quick story about the ones that got away. It's therapy. That's from Jan in Moorhead. My job is bloodhound. If someone shoots, I bring the coffee and the drag rope. It's from Cole in Alexandria. My lucky orange beanie hasn't been washed since 2011. Judge if you will, but it works. That's from Pete in Hibbing.
You got to get up pretty early to deer hunt, too, right? Isn't this like a before dawn kind of thing?
Gotta
what time does the alarm go
off? You got to be in your stand well before sunrise tomorrow. You said it's about 6:45, I think?
I believe that's about when sunrise is.
And I think you can start shooting a half hour before sunrise. And if you're, like, shocked at that, no, it gets light by then. And so, yeah, you have to be, I'm thinking probably 6 o'clock. So, you know,
7:02 sunrise, I guess.
Oh, 7:02. So 6:32 is when you can start shooting.
Sure.
So I'll want to be in my stand by like 6:15.
Okay. So with an early wake up like that, I'm guessing you got a responsible day plan where you'll, you know, probably eat a salad and then turn in early with your buddies.
Yes, exactly. I do. You know, you get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my job at camp too is I'm the fire guy. Like I love to build a good bonfire. And so I've now, like, that's my duty.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I'm like excited to do it. And other times I'm like, oh, geez, now I got to go get wood. But I love doing that.
So
find some deadfall.
How long, how late will you be up at the fire tonight?
No, not too late.
Okay.
Usually we're in bed probably by 9:30.
That's pretty good.
With the guys around hunting, me and the gals go to Victoria's Secret and then have a mid-afternoon fashion show for the men in the neighborhood who don't hunt. Very good. We got another one, too, here. Where was this one? Oh, my tradition used to be hanging with my neighbor Tom's wife. We had a very fun weekend, but it all ended after Tom had an injury and no longer went hunting. It was fun for the 7 years he did.
Oh, jeez. Oh, boy.
Steak feed the night before opener. Hot chili on a wood-burning stove at noon the next day. No electricity. Outhouse and a hand pump for water. Hang deer in the shed until it's time to go home. Great memories. Deer hunting, bow hunt, or gun hunt have different traditions. Gun hunt in northern Wisconsin, so much fun. 15 hunters, both men and women. 1,500 acres, log cabin. Oh, and that's the same one as the steak feed and then the hot chili on the stove. That is great. Adam, my dad went hunting for at least 55 years, got a deer every single year except for 1 year. He saw a huge big buck that he had seen many times in the woods, so he took a picture of it. That's my Uncle Dave Nineman. Went deer hunting the first time, and he couldn't do it. Just could not bring himself to shoot a deer. But he kept going. Instead of his gun, he brought his camera every year. I left my stuff in the truck. Somebody stole my truck. 50-plus-year-old rifle and a 50-year-old tradition down the drain. My insurance paid out nice on my truck, but not the stuff. In order to hunt again, I had to buy a brand-new rifle, and I'm just a little broke. So good luck to you guys, to my hunting party. Yeah, that's, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man. And that's it, too. It's not, rifles are handed down. Yeah. You know, it's not like you can get another rifle, but it ain't the same. Since when does Adam host Neanderthal Radio? Hashtag savages. Sorry. Still legal activity, and it's a big part of this state. I will not apologize. Will not apologize. Hey, did I tell you why I can't hunt this year? At the end of hunting season last year, I didn't get in until about 3 in the morning. I work at about 5 in the morning. Yeah, that's not good. Deer opener's a great time to go to the bars in the suburbs. Lots of groups of women out while their men are out sitting in the woods. Yes, yes, I'm aware of that. Do you ever think about if some other hunter mistakes you for a deer and something bad happens? Having said that, I'm glad I don't have to date a hunter because I would worry about it the whole time. I absolutely understand what you're saying, and that's a big part of why I love hunting where I do is I know exactly who's up there. I know exactly where they are at any given moment. And that's why you wear blaze orange. You have to be wearing blaze orange. And, yeah, that's because that's nothing to play around with.
Also, I'm not a hunter, but I assume that you know. I mean, you're hunting grounds that you're familiar with. You know who else is out there. You know their general strategy for the day. And it's not like one of them's going to come trouncing through your area unannounced.
No.
Like, that's... There's more levels of protection, I assume, than just wearing the blaze
Absolutely.
Orange.
And the blaze orange, it's not even like mistaking somebody for the deer. It's so you know what's beyond the deer that you're aiming. I would never just shoot at a sign. I absolutely know what I'm shooting at. But it's the blaze orange is there, so even like if you see a deer, you know in the background that there's nothing else around. So that's why it's critically important. Couple more on the text line that have come in here. We sight in Friday, argue about the Packers and Vikings at dinner. Then everyone apologizes and passes the hot dish. That's from Rick, who is an Eau Claire transplant, he says. Donut run for the whole camp, then a quiet ride to the stands. The radio only comes back on after first light. From Tony in Owatonna. Here's a good one. Coffee at 4:30, WCCO radio on low in the truck, and I don't change socks until we see a deer. Don't ask. That's from Mike in Brainerd. Very good. Keep them coming in. I'll try to sprinkle some more in here in the last half hour. But we'll maintain the deer hunting theme because, my friends, it is time for Smarter Than Carter. And I have a lot of old hunting hats. Maybe this one will be a special blaze orange old hunting either ball cap or beanie because we're going to play Smarter Than Carter after the break. And it's going to be deer hunting questions. Is that correct, David?
Yes, that's right. Deer hunting questions.
And you've even fact-checked these, so these are accurate. correct?
Yes, to the best of my abilities, these are accurate and double-checked.
So what we will do, we'll take a break. We have traffic and weather, and now we need a contestant for Smarter Than Carter, the deer hunting edition of Smarter Than Carter. If you answer more questions than I do, tie doesn't count. You have to answer more right than I do. I will send you a deer hunting hat. Smarter Than Carter, coming up next on WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, here we go. And a happy hunting to everybody. Let's welcome to the broadcast, to the game. Welcome from Minneapolis, Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hello to you, Carter.
How's it going?
Well, I know I'm going up against someone that knows a lot about deer hunting, so we'll gauge how much I can do.
Very good. Gauge. Well done. Well played. Are you a deer hunter yourself, Andrew?
I'm not, but I've got my brothers that usually go for the past 50 years up to the baptism.
Oh.
Up in Finland.
Oh, way up there.
And I think on my Facebook memory, one came up with my dad who actually got had to take out a wolf.
Oh, jeez.
That was some years ago. You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore. But, wow, good story. All right, Andrew, here we go. Do you want to go first? Do you want to go second? This is a big decision.
Well, I'll go first.
All right. There we go. DJ, like I'll hand it over to you.
Confidence from a non-deer hunter on this deer quiz. Okay, here I got 10 questions. You each get 5.
Are these multiple choice now?
They're not multiple choice.
Not multiple choice.
We'll start off with a couple of easier ones that I hope you can get, and then they get a little harder as we go. And so you'll have five, Andrew, and if you get more right than Adam, you'll be our winner. You'll get a hat. You got like a blaze orange hunting hat to give away?
Deer blood on it?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Here's your first question, Andrew. What species of deer is primarily hunted here in Minnesota?
Well, I don't think it's the deer. I think we're probably a bird of some sort.
No. What
type of deer is the one
primarily
we hunt
hunted?
Yeah.
It's not multiple choice. I have to say it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Fowl. Not a fowl. Doe.
No, sorry. The correct answer, which I'm guessing you knew, Adam, is a white-tailed deer.
White-tailed
deer, primary deer. Boy, I thought that, I got to say, Andrew, I thought that was going to be easy, but I guess not.
Well, I'm not a hunter.
Okay.
Don't shame him yet.
All right, I won't. Adam, over to you. Which agency oversees hunting regulations here in the state of Minnesota?
That would be the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR.
That is correct. You jump into a lead. Adam, over now to Andrew. Andrew, what is the minimum age that a young hunter can start hunting deer here in Minnesota with adult supervision? But assuming you got mom or dad with you, what's the earliest age you can hunt here in the state?
I want to say you can get a permit and you can do it at 16.
No, you can actually do it as young as 10 years old with adult supervision.
Did you know that one, Adam?
I actually did not. I might have said 8, but no, 10 sounds okay.
Do you think that's a reasonable age that
I do,
somebody can start
with adult supervision? Yeah. Absolutely.
That means you have an adult like by your side at all times, right?
Okay. 16 might be the age where you can do it on your own.
Yeah, that could be right.
Yeah.
Okay, over to you, Adam. What does CWD stand for?
Chronic wasting disease.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's right. Good
job. Bad deal for the deer.
You ever encountered any?
No, you get them tested though. You get yours tested.
I hope you don't get that and have to throw out your venison.
No, that's not good.
All right, over to you, Andrew. During firearm season, hunters must wear at least how much blaze orange or pink when they're out hunting? How much? What's the regulation? How much blaze orange do you have to wear?
I'm going to say 80%.
Ooh, I thought he was right on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you have to wear hat and upper body visible from all sides at least 50%.
Oh, okay.
So in every square foot of your clothing, at least half of it has to be that blaze orange.
Okay.
Or I guess pink is a lot. Do you see the pink out there? I read that that's also
a lot. That was a thing for a while, especially, you know, female hunters wearing the pink, blaze pink.
Okay, back over to you, Adam, with a commanding 2-0 lead. How long after a harvest must a deer be registered in Minnesota?
Oh, geez.
How much time do you have before you got to register your deer?
48 hours? Am I right?
You're right.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice
48
job.
Hours, yeah.
How does that work? So if you shoot a deer tomorrow morning, what's that process? What happens then?
You just keep it until you head out of the woods on Sunday.
And then you have to stop by somewhere in person to register it?
Yeah, you just register your deer. Or you can actually call it in now. The DNR, you can call, or their website, you can register online.
Okay.
So actually, you can do it right away.
Yeah. Okay, back over to you, Andrew.
3-0.
Three-zero. It's not looking good. What is the legal shooting hours for deer hunting in Minnesota? When during the day are you allowed to hunt deer?
Yeah, so this isn't I'll let you know just to make it to give them a chance here. It's not a specific.
Can we get one?
It's not a specific time, like
sunrise to sunset.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's actually half an hour before sunrise to half an hour after sunset. All right, over to you, Adam, with a commanding lead. What percent of deer hunters in Minnesota are women? What percent of deer hunters in Minnesota are women? I'll let you get like the right decade of percents, if you will. So single digits, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s.
I'm going to say 20%.
So you're going to say 20, which is in the 20s. The correct answer is 16.
16.
Yeah, ooh, so you're close, okay. but not close enough. Yep. Sorry. Does that surprise you?
Come on, ladies, let's go. We need more.
I thought it would be 15.
Women 100. Oh, you would have got it.
I would have got one right.
Yeah.
That's two, I think, you would have gotten that were Adams. Yeah, you chose wrong. All right, let's go back over to you, Andrew, your final question. What should a hunter do if they suspect that their harvested deer has CWD?
Drop it at one of the sites for the DNR.
That's right. You bring it in for testing. The DNR will go ahead and test that deer. Adam, so that means you don't have to get every deer tested, right? Just a deer you suspect?
Sometimes they require testing. And they give you like an instruction on how you can do it. And because my buddy did it 1 year. I'm not sure exactly how that works. I should know that. But I think in certain areas where it's been found that they will require that harvested deer get tested.
So, but if you shoot a deer tomorrow and you don't suspect anything, you won't necessarily need to get that deer tested.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll have to read up
Adam,
the rule books.
Still the big buck.
Yeah, that's right.
Should we give Andrew points for the puns he's trying to make here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Final question over here, Adam. What is the state record for the most number of points a buck in Minnesota? How many points?
Whoa. I think it's, I'm going to say 32.
And the official state record is 36 points bagged by Jim Wackler back in 2016.
Wow.
How about
36?
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points.
Ever? Oh, man. He came out of the woods and he definitely mounted that.
Yes, for sure. I mean, he's had it stuck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for playing, Andrew.
Deer nuts are under a dollar.
Under a buck.
There you go, under a buck.
Two deer nuts under a buck.
You came back a little bit, but 1-3 was the final. I'm sorry, you were not smarter than Carter.
We learned a lot, though.
Andrew, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Good job, though.
You bet.
Have a good one.
You too.
Andrew in Minneapolis, 11:46. The Friday Rewind coming up and some more hijinks. If you've got a bad deer hunting joke, by all means, get it in now. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is home ownership out of the reach of the middle class? Don't we define the middle class? Isn't that the American dream of owning your own home?
It was.
Headline in the Star Tribune in Minnesota: now takes a six-figure income to buy a home. Is it out of the reach? That's a question we want to ask our guest, who joins us right now, Ryan Allen, Associate Dean of Research at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs in the University of Minnesota, joins us. Ryan, is home ownership still part of what defines the middle class?
I think it still is. I don't think that it's totally eclipsed from our understanding of what it means to be middle class. But with these housing prices going up and what's happening with household incomes, I think it's starting to fray a little bit.
Secretary of State Steve Simon is joining us to talk about how Election Day went down. Steve, always great to have you on the show.
From my vantage point, overseeing all this stuff, just from a logistical standpoint, it went really, really well. I would give it an A grade. And the credit is due to the folks on the ground in the cities, in the school districts, who really did a good job. They got results out quickly. We had no reports of disruptions, skirmishes, things like that. Only one or two sort of equipment glitches, which were quickly corrected. It was an orderly process. Even the weather cooperated. So overall, just from an administrative standpoint, this was a really, really well-run election.
James Laurie of Booksellers Bookshop. So how did James and Mary Laurie Booksellers begin? Take us back 50 years ago.
Oh, back in the 60s, we were looking for a way to make an income and something that was fun to do it. So we jumped into this by buying a dealer's inventory that was getting divorced. We bought his literature inventory, and we moved four times, and every time that we've moved, we've improved our lot, and I think we're doing that this time, too. This was probably our most difficult move because we're older than we were 15 years ago, so it was hard. But the traffic's better here, and people are coming in abundantly, and they're very welcoming, and they're very excited to have us here. So I think it's going to be great.
Mike is in Minneapolis. Mike, go ahead.
I wish people would stop it with just have patient student driver stickers. They've ruined it for the actual student drivers. I mean, they're driving alone. You're not a student if you're driving alone.
Yes.
You're just...
Stop it.
You're an idiot who doesn't want to get honked at anymore.
You know, I've often thought about, should I get a help, like, be patient, I'm a student driver, and then just drive like a maniac.
So good.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Mike.
Thank you.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. So if I have a flight tomorrow out of MSP, how does this news change my weekend trip?
You know, America was already short more than 3,500 controllers before any of this happened. And now, of course, that's been compounded by a lot of controllers not coming into work. And when you have that situation, the only choice the government has at this point is to either ask the airlines to voluntarily cut down their schedule or tell them to. At this point, they've chosen to tell them. And as you said, nearly 4,000 flights will be affected starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you have to understand what an airplane does in a given 24-hour period. It's wreaking havoc in all sorts of airline scheduling because your crew's going to be out of sync, your pilots are going to be out of sync, your plane's going to be out of rotation. connecting flights will not be connecting to anything, and they're going to have to do some triage as to which flights they can jeopardize and which flights they can't. Normally on a day like today, there are 44,000 flights that air traffic controllers handle. Starting tomorrow, it'll start dropping down to 40, and we'll see what happens in the days ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.